Artie and the Grime Wave, written and read by Richard Roxburgh. A few metres below them was a grassy clearing that backed onto a steep rock wall. In the middle of the wall was a cave entrance. A rough dirt track led into the cleared area, in which a van and motorbike were parked. Bumshoe turned to Artie, his eyes like ping-pong balls.
"Will we take a look?"
he whispered intently.
"I suppose so,"
nodded Artie meekly. The fact of the matter was that Artie hated adventures and tried to avoid them at all cost. He remembered his dad saying, "Most of the best discoveries in life happen when you step into the unknown." And he should have known. He was a tightrope walker and trapeze artist in the circus. As scary and dangerous as his work was, Artie's dad had simply become sick one day and died soon after. Ever since, Artie had decided that life was tricky enough without adding unnecessary scary bits. He was secretly hoping his friend might come to the same realization when Bumshoe began creeping down through the bushes on all fours like an immense, sweaty wombat. Artie reluctantly followed behind, becoming aware of an increasingly unpleasant stench.
"Whoa!"
Bumshoe suddenly stopped once more, and Artie nearly ran into him yet again. His friend teetered on the edge of a deep, stinking hole with a swarm of flies buzzing around it. They'd clearly stumbled onto, and nearly into, a pit that had been dug as a toilet. Bumshoe turned to Artie, clamping his fingers over his nose and screwing up his face to signify stench. Delicately skirting around the awful hole, they picked their way to the edge of the clearing. The place seemed deserted.
"Come on,"
whispered Bumshoe as he broke out and galloped towards the cave. As he ran, he doubled over as if that would somehow make him less visible. Artie scampered close behind. Bumshoe threw his back against the rock wall like James Bond and even did pistol fingers. Artie followed suit, not bothering with the pistol fingers, more to please his friend than anything else. From deep inside the cave, they could hear faint yapping, squawking, meowing, and hissing noises. But apart from that, it was silent. Bending low, Bumshoe poked his head around the corner to look into the cave. He sprang back, his mouth making a perfect O to match the two O's of his eyes and the larger O of his face. Altogether, Bumshoe spelt O.
"Wait," Artie exclaimed. "Maybe we should just go home." "No way,"
mouthed his friend excitedly, then crept around the corner and vanished into the gloom.